Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on bite.
It's a wondrous Wednesday at 7:47. Let's quickly head off to Gauteng. Zanti, is lekker altyd as ons kan saam kuier op 'n Woensdag. Hoop dit gaan goed.
Altyd heerlik. Nee, wat? Dit gaan goed aan die kant. Ons kies mos om bo ons omstandighede te leef.
You're right, it absolutely is a choice. And we will know a kite onder 'n mat vlieg in elk geval, nie ek nie.
Nee, ek ook nie.
Zanti, I'm not going to hold you back anymore. I'm sure you got lots to say and lots to share with us this morning. There's no your beard.
Ach, ek het. Weet jy wat? Ek ry vanoggend in my kar en ek kyk die mooi sonsopkoms en ek praat net met die Here en ek deesdae as ek willekeurig en intentioneel besig om die klein goedjies raak te sien. Die kleinste blommetjie, die mooiste wolk. Die sonsondergang, sonsopkoms, die reendruppels. Julle, die Here is net so groot en hy's in alles. En as hy regtig my eerste liefde is, dan moet ek hom in alles ook eerste raak sien. En die Here, soos wat ek ry vanoggend en soos wat ek hierdie week met hom wandel, soos wat ek stap, het ek net hierdie ding op my hart dat, jy weet, soveel mense is gefrustreerd vandag, want hulle voel hulle gebede word nie gehoor nie, hulle bid teen 'n plafon vas, die Here hoor hulle nie, die Here sien hulle nie. En dan kom praat die Heilige Gees met my en sê vir my, maar jy Zanti, jy Brad, jy luisteraar, ons is sy hande en sy voete en sy hart hier op aarde. En deur ons wil hy mense se gebede beantwoord. En deur ons wil hy 'n verskil maak. Hy hoef nie deur ons te werk nie. Maar ek kies dit so. Yeah. He works with us and he works through us. En die Here vat my terug na Galatians 6 verses 2-5 en ek wil dit net vanoggend vir jou in verskillende vertalings lees en nou wil ek vir jou vinnig 'n storie vertel net om dit huis toe te bring en dit te anker in jou hart vanoggend. Maar hierdie is nie, dis nie 'n suggestion nie. There's a difference between a suggestion and a command and a law. There's a difference. It's not suggested I drive 120 kilometers per hour on the highway. It's a law. Mm. It's a command. And I have to adhere to it. And hierdie is my dieselfde. And it say, and in New King James said it, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Yeah.
And wat is thy law? To love one another as you love yourself and as I, Jesus, loved you. So it's not a suggestion. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks of himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one of us examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Ek wil dit vandag vir jou lees uit die Message vertaling uit ook. Net 'n ander perspektief. It says, live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself, because you might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens and so complete Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. En ek besef net weer, dis soms omdat ek en jy nie mekaar se burdens dra nie, dat mense voel hulle gebede word nie beantwoord nie. Because God work through us. Ek onthou ek hoor een keer, ek dink ek was in Amerika gewees en ek luister een van hulle radiostasies en 'n man bel in op 'n Christelike radiostasie ook en hy sê, hy ry so in die kar en die Here sê vir my moet vir iemand bid. En maar dit is regtig soos 'n groot politikus, 'n groot staatsman. En die Here het hom nog nooit gevra om so iets te doen nie. En hy sê maar, en my dis dringend, hy moet nou vir hom bid. Hy doen dit toe en hy vra toe vir die Heilige Gees, maar Heilige Gees, hoekom het jy my gekies om vir hierdie man te bid? Hy sê vir my land nie, hy is dus aan die ander kant van die wêreld. En hy hoor net toe die Heilige Gees in sy hart vir hom sê, because you were the only one that I asked that actually did it. So die Heilige Gees het 'n paar ander mense gevra om te bid vir die persoon en hulle het nie. God will find someone to do the job.
Yeah.
He will. And someone will do it. But maybe it was yours to do. And you miss out on the blessing of the Lord. Because he says, if you're good to other people, you lend to him. And he will reward you. En ek dink ons mis so baie uit op God se rewards, because we don't act what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. We don't help each other. We don't carry each other's burdens. En ons dink baie keer, luisteraar, dit is groot goed. Verstaan jy, hoe kan ek iemand help as ek self sukkel? Maar weet jy wat? 'N vriendelike glimlag, 'n encouraging word. Iemand help teen 'n trap op. To actively go into a shopping center and ask the Lord, who can I help today? Whose burden can I make lighter? And then see an old person struggle and going out and helping them. That is not too much. And that is fulfilling Christ's law on earth. Ek los jou met 'n vinnige storie vir oggend, wat vir my so hierdie opsom en so net, ja, anker in my eie hart. En jylle weet hoe hierdie werk, nee, ek preek altyd vir myself eers. So ek, I hear God as well in hierdie een, en ek hoor dat hy vir ons bietjie wil sê, ons moet doen wat hy sê.
Mm.
And we have to carry each other's burdens. Frankl asked her which reason had pursued her to live. Which one of the ones he gave him? Her. And she said, none of your reasons persuaded me to keep on living. He was then quite surprised and he said, but what then influenced you to go on living? He pressed into the question and her answer was simple. It was Frankl's willingness to listen to her in the middle of the night that saved her life. A world in which there was someone ready to listen to another one's pain seemed to her a world in which it was still worthwhile to live. You see, often it is not the brilliant argument that makes the difference. Sometimes it's just the small act of listening that is the greatest gift we can give to help.
I'm with you on that. Zanti, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for beautiful stories and the reminder that we are loved. We send you much love, and we look forward to the next time we get to connect.
Thank you, Brad, and to all the listeners. Bye-bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.